Doug, tell me what your problem was.
Well, I had a torn supraspinatus, and also I had a torn labrum in my right shoulder.
That sounds bad. How did you do that?
Well, I'm a Japanese fencer, so I do a lot of repetitive motions where I'm swinging a bamboo sword over my head,
Oh, yes.
generally at an opponent, probably a few hundred times in some days.
Yikes. Are you pretty good?
I could say that, I guess.
Yeah, okay. But then you notice something. So this just happened over time. You noticed a problem?
And it was getting worse and worse, and it was pretty painful.
So how did that affect your performance?
I had to cut it back quite heavily. I generally adjusted my motions so I wouldn't have to move as much, and that's not really good in fencing.
No. So you found yourself at a competitive disadvantage.
That's right.
Yeah. So what, how did you find out about Dr. Wagner?
Well, I've been a patient of Dr. Wagner's for probably 15, 20 years, maybe. And I just kept going back. He's been my doctor for that long a time. I've had a number of sports injuries, and he was a sports injury specialist that was recommended to me by a friend. I trusted him. And so when he went to regenerative sports clinic or created that, I went with him.
Did you have any doubts about the whole stem cell thing?
I did.
So how did you reassure yourself? I mean, what did you do to educate yourself?
Well, I looked and I did as much research online as I could. I figured that was going to be the most recent information, the most current, the most cutting edge. I realized that this was cutting edge, so that there was going to be less information out there. I looked at YouTube, and I did talk to a number of reference people that Dr. Wagner provided, and tried to be thoughtful in my questions to them.
And so what did you learn? What was it? Because there, of course, there are very various people calling it a stem cell procedure, but it uses a different kind of stem cell. So what was persuasive to you?
Well, I look for similar age people, look for similarly active types of folks. I look for similar types of injuries and what their experiences were. I wanted to know what exactly they were experiencing that gave them confidence that the procedure itself worked. And it still felt like a gamble when I went through it, because there's very little indicators of how well it's performed for a person. So, I went on testimony mostly.
And so when did you have your procedure done?
Early January, just after New Year's of 2019.
Okay.
So,
So you're like
yeah.
5 months out?
No, sorry. Over 17 months.
Oh,
Yeah.
seven. Oh, so this is
So,
last year.
yeah, it was
Okay.
January 2nd, 2019.
Okay. Okay, so 2019. And so what changes have you noticed?
Well, it's almost pain-free right now. And I have pretty much the full strength and motion that I feel that I had before my injury. I feel like I'm back to normal for the most part. There's always a lingering kind of doubt or question because I haven't had an MRI of whether everything's repaired back to the way it was. And that's I think that's normal to ask that and wonder it.
But in terms of, so you're, are you considering having an MRI?
Probably not, because I don't think insurance pays for that. I had
Yeah.
to pay. This is such a new thing that insurance doesn't pay for it. There's always the cost there, and because I'm as recovered as I am, it's more of a, I think it would it's a leaving an MRI would alleviate my worries and my my doubt rather than the performance that I'm experiencing.
So the performances persuades you that there has been a real
Absolutely.
difference, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And maybe I didn't say I danced around that question a bit, but I think, having had the pain that I did and the lack of pain now in the performance that I feel like I'm in really good shape. And it seems I'm pleased that it's as successful as it is.
Well, the real test, since you're a fencer, is are you winning again?
Well, I mean, in Japanese fencing, it's not about winning. I'm an instructor. I mean, you hit the opponent, you win. That's kind of a philosophical thing, but absolutely. I've got the prowess back that I feel I had prior to the injury. And in some cases, I might be as good as previous years where I was in better condition.
So, would you recommend this to other people?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
And in when you hear, I mean, I'm sure if, I mean, have you done that? And do they say, "Oh, come on, stem cell"?
No, I have done it, and the responses have been positive because I think many people with the same injury, so I've had surgery on my left shoulder and I had stem cell on my right shoulder, and I've had it, the left shoulder was arthroscopic. It was good. The recovery was more painful. It was covered by insurance, but the lack of invasiveness is very convincing to a lot of people. And I think that the fact that you're regenerating rather than repairing something, that maybe that's a semantic thing, is very appealing. So I've talked to probably half a dozen personal friends or coworkers that have similar issues, and I've told them that of my experience, and they've been. I think I've presented it in a very fair and balanced point of view, and they have been very receptive. In fact, one person, at least one person, is going in for it. I don't know about the others because I haven't checked with them.
Yeah. Oh, so you had the traditional surgery on one shoulder and the stem cell on the other, huh?
That's right.
And so then just what's give people a clear comparison of your experience with the two.
Well, so the traditional arthroscopic, you have three holes, or incisions in your shoulder, and the recovery time, the actual procedure itself, there's a certain amount of invasiveness there, and there's a lingering pain that goes with it. The in comparison and contrast to the stem cell PRP, there was some discomfort during the procedure. It was fairly short-lived. I mean, we're talking about an hour or less, and the recovery is don't do anything that's going to damage this restructuring and rebuilding. So that's really hard to. I think that's difficult for people because they don't want to restrict themselves. And whereas the traditional procedure, the pain keeps you from doing anything. So the recovery time, I would say it's a little bit shorter with the stem cell and PRP in my experience. I think it was more gradual with the traditional one, and pain guided you. So it was a little bit in some ways more intuitive with the traditional to follow the pain, but with the stem cell it was more like, hey, just take it easy, and slowly build up and try and kind of be careful.
And now at this
Sounds like your
point,
time went off.
and now at this point, how would you rate the amount of pain you experience?
You mean that during the procedure or along the
No,
way?
right now, as you, you know,
Right
as you,
now?
yeah, as you go, as you compete and as you're using the stem cell shoulder, what's your
I
level of
still
pain?
get a small amount of pain, but it's nowhere near what it was. So I think if you were to rate it on a 1 to 10 scale, being 10 being the worst it's ever been and 1 being non-existent, it's probably 2.
All right, fair enough. Well, very good. I'm glad it works so well. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope this helps other people, and good luck to everybody that takes that step.
Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.